Many deceivers, who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh, have gone out into the world. 2 John chapter 1, verse 7.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. What Scripture Reveals was written by Brent Hackett and read by Stephen Tabor.
2 John chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I am not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk in obedience to His commands. As you have heard from the beginning, His command is that you walk in love. I say this because many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring his teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work. What Scripture Reveals, written by Brent Hackett. In April 1817, a disoriented young woman was found wandering around in Gloucestershire, England, wearing exotic clothes and speaking an unknown language. Assuming she was a beggar, authorities placed her in prison. However, she convinced her captors that she was Princess Caribou from the island of Javasu. For 10 weeks, the community treated her as royalty, until a boarding housekeeper revealed that the woman was, in fact, a servant girl named Mary Wilcox. We may wonder how this young woman deceived an entire community for almost 3 months, but the book of 2 John warns us that deception is nothing new, as it mentions many deceivers who have gone out into the world. These are people who deny that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, or those who go beyond what Christ taught, proclaiming that the Bible isn't adequate for us today. Both these types of deceivers can cause us to not receive our full reward, and can even trick us into helping them in their work. No one likes to be deceived. The people of Gloucestershire didn't lose much, just some clothing and a few meals. But the Bible says that the consequences of sin and deception continue to threaten us. As we engage with Scripture, God will help us avoid deception as we walk in obedience to His commands. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that You would guard our hearts from the deceptions of this world and guide us in truth as we seek to walk in obedience to Your Scriptures. Help us to discern falsehoods and remain faithful to You, so that we may not stray from the fullness of Your grace. We love You, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. How do you watch for false teachers today? What will help you read, reflect on, and respond to Scripture?